Joe Stork is Deputy Director of the Middle East and North Africa Division at Human Rights Watch.
Torture is back in the repertoire of the Bahraini security services.
Stork says a number of torture techniques have been used, including the use of electric shock devices, suspension in painful positions, and beatings. Stork says the use of torture was not spontaneous.
It's happening within the confines, the physical confines of the Ministry of Interior. So I can't say who's ordering it, but I would say up till now it's been condoned at a very high level.
The report is based on interviews with detainees and a review of forensic medical reports and court documents. But officials from both the Ministry of Interior and the Public Prosecution Office in Bahrain deny the allegations. They say there is inconsistency in the accounts of the former detainees, and they say this is evidence that the claims are false. Chris Davidson is from Britain's Durham University. He says Bahrain had, in recent years, cracked down on the use of torture.
We saw this before in the 1990s, but for the last few years, there was some hope that Bahrain was getting its house in order and that there was very much the political will to do something about prison abuses, torture and so on.
But he says an economic slump and political tension may have led to the renewal of repressive tactics.
Because of the deteriorating economic circumstances, because of tension with Iran, the old sectarian tension appears to have resurfaced again. And unfortunately, the state's only means of dealing with that, dealing with their opponents, appears to be a rise in repressive practices and techniques, including torture.
The reports from Human Rights Watch highlights 20 detainees who were arrested at street protests. The group says demonstrations by young men from Bahrain's majority Shia Muslim population, who say they are discriminated against by the Sunni-dominated government, have increasingly turned into violent clashes with security forces. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.